Hi, this is Sandy Dover for BMF Sports, aka Baller Mindframe, which is a partner of Complex Media. I'm here today discussing with you on Hearsay AV, the New Balance 996, New Balance's new premier tennis shoe for 2015. It was debuted officially at the Miami Open, the 2015 Miami Open, by New Balance athlete Milos Raonic, who actually is a Canadian player who represents the brand. And it's a terrific shoe. It's a very dense shoe. So let's get into it. The model that you're seeing is a light blue on gray and black. And it really, really stands out for its indoor upper, which is a rubber compound that actually just covers the upper entirely. And it has a mesh underlay. But basically, the indoor is meant to do just that, to endure the harsh conditions of the tennis court and any other types of compound that you play in if you're playing tennis. It actually has a houndstooth pattern, or it looks really like traction, but it's a pattern in the rubber upper. And it's found inset in the toe box and in the quarter panels of the shoe. And that allows it to really basically hold up against any of the elements that you come across when you're dragging your feet or when you need to make a lot of movements. What's interesting about it is that outside of the foam midsole, is rubber on top and bottom, which is really unusual. You might find that the only comparable thing next to it are maybe like, Crocs. But these are a totally different construction from Crocs. But that's the only shoe you can really think of other than rain slickers that actually is made for the elements. And this is made for the elements. It's got a very deep, very thick herringbone outsole in two different sizes. Near the lateral side, the herringbone actually is a little bit tighter. And then near the medial side, near the inside part of the shoe, on the outsole, the herringbone is a little bit wavier. It's bigger. And that just gives you some degrees of traction where you need to move, and that's a great thing. It actually makes use of RevLite and ProBank. The RevLite, as you know, with New Balance products, is they're one of their lightest foams, and it's one of their most durable foams. In fact, the reason why it's so used in New Balance products because it's their lightest and most durable foam. The combination of those two make it a really, really fantastic choice in cushioning a shoe. You get both the light and you get the durability that you need in a foam. It's not going to break down quickly. It uses ProBank in the forefoot. And the ProBank basically it's made up of this lateral outrigger that allows some stability basically when you're making your cuts. But also too, it's a denser foam. It's a denser foam so you can hold up in it. It pushes back. It doesn't break down. It's similar to the RevLite, but it feels much more substantial. And because tennis players do play on their toes rather than their heels, it makes sense that you would have something a little bit more durable that doesn't give while you're playing tennis and while you're in your shoe. So this makes a lot of sense. But testing this at the Miami Open, it was a really, really interesting thing because it breaks in very hard. It's hard to break in. So putting in the appropriate amount of hours that you need to really get this comfortable is probably a great thing to do. If you're looking to actually compete in this or train in it, it's a great trainer, to be honest. I mean, you can do anything in it, basically. It's a court sports shoe made for tennis. But with the indoor upper being so dense because it's rubber, breaking in that rubber is key to really making sure that you can move around in it. Otherwise, you might not feel as comfortable. But after you break it in a day's work, it's a shoe that just seems like it's meant to last. This thing is not going to break down. The good thing about it also, too, if you ever need to kind of keep this around, even if the insole breaks down, the insole is removable, so you can always replace the insole. But as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the best tennis shoes you can actually get. It lasts. It's funky. It's got a very cool colorway in it. It's comfortable. despite the fact that it's very dense and it's a hard shoe when you first get it, after you break it in, it's a very comfortable shoe. And it breathes. Again, it has a mesh underlay in the upper and a mesh tongue. So you're going to get the breathability that you need. And these days, people wear moisture-wicking socks. So it's not going to be a problem to really wear these, but this is a trainer that's meant to hold up to whatever you do, whatever you're doing, jumping, running, going side to side, tennis movements specifically, but any movements where you're in the gym and you really need to get it in, the 996 is the shoe that you probably should go for.